You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. It's the top of the hour and time for post-aquarium tapestry shopping with your two wonderful co-hosts, DJ Teddy and
DJ Claire.
And today we have a very exciting episode. We're going to be playing all 2000s throwbacks hits. I said something wrong there, but 2000s throwback hits, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Something close like
that. And all these songs are going to be from before 2012, because I think all the best things were made before 2012.
That could not be more true.
Me, Claire, Betty White, Soft Pretzels, American Revolution.
So true.
I can't come up with anything that's past 2012 that's better. Okay, so before we get to the music, and we have some really great songs coming up, I'm going to do a little five-question quiz with my lovely co-host, Claire, and I'm sorry that I can't talk today.
Yeah.
Five-question quiz.
I'm ready.
Okay. Favorite movie and why?
Favorite movie? I honestly don't really watch that many movies, but I have to say maybe... Oh, you know what my favorite movie is?
Well, that's what I asked.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Okay, that's a good pick. Yeah. I mean, this isn't my five-question quiz, but I'm going to share my favorite movie is The Town with Ben Affleck, bad Boston accents, and they put on nun masks to rob a bank. So that has my three elements of any good movie in it.
Like,
and that one has 3 out of 3. So, like, my other favorite movies have, like, nun masks and Ben Affleck, but they, like, no Boston accents. So.
Wow.
3 out of 3. John Hamm or Justin Trudeau? It's also Justin Trudeau's birthday today.
Justin Trudeau.
Justin, we're going to talk about this later in the episode, aren't we? That man is a hunk of political power, I guess. No better compliment you can give. I think that's what every guy wants to be called. Okay, so it's two questions down. Our third question, do we have human free will?
No.
Okay, good answer. Who has two thumbs and is going to fail her geology exam?
This chica!
Oh, wow. Okay, what radio show's listeners don't have eardrums anymore? Ours.
Post-Aquarium
Tapestry Shopping. Okay, last question. Rate your eyebrow game from 1 to 10.
4.
That's fair, I think.
Yep. I'd say low effort, low yield.
That last question I asked about eyebrow game to, like, weed out everyone who's not a millennial. Because, like,
true.
Anyone else who's listening is like, eyebrow games? I wasn't invited to those, you know? Okay, so we've heard way too much from Claire, to be honest.
Yeah.
That's more than you need in a single episode.
Overload.
But we're going to start off with Hips Don't Lie by Shakira and Wyclef Jean.
Yes.
Broken Hearted by Carmen and Please Don't Go by Mike Posner. See you guys in a few.
No fighting. Shakira. I never really knew that she could dance like this. Hey. She make a man wanna speak Spanish. Como se llama?
Sí.
Bonita.
Sí.
Picasa.
Shakira, Shakira.
Oh, baby, when you talk like that, you make a woman go mad.
Hey.
So be wise and keep on reading the signs of my body. I'm on tonight, you know my hips don't lie. And I'm starting to feel it's right. All the attraction, the tension. See, baby, this is perfection.
Hey, girl, I can see your body moving.
And it's driving me crazy.
And I didn't have the slightest idea
until I saw you dancing.
Yeah. And when you walk up on the dance floor, nobody can not ignore the way you move your body, girl. And everything's so unexpected, the way you right and left it.
So you can keep on shaking it. Never really knew that she could dance like this.
Yeah.
She make a man wanna speak Spanish. Como se llama?
Shakira, Shakira.
Oh, baby, when you talk like that, you make a woman go mad. So be wise and keep on reading the signs of my body. I'm on tonight, you know my hips don't lie. And I'm starting to feel you, boy. Come on, let's go real slow. Don't you see, baby, I see us perfect. Babe, I know I'm on tonight, my hips don't lie. And I'm starting to feel it's right. All the attraction, the tension. See, baby,
Shakira,
this is perfection.
Shakira.
Oh, boy, I can see your body moving. Half animal, half man. I don't really know what I'm doing. But just seem to have a plan. My will, I'm self-restrained. Have come to fail now. See, I'm doing what I can, but I can't. So you know that's a bit too hard to explain.
Let's go.
Let's go. Oh, baby, when you talk like that, you know you got me hypnotized. So be wise and keep on beating the size of my body.
Señorita, feel the conga. Let me see you move like you come from Colombia.
Barranquilla se baila así, se.
Barranquilla se baila así. Yeah. She's so sexy, I am a fantasy. A refugee like me back with the Fugees from a third world country. I go back like when Pac carried crates for Humpty Hump. We lead a whole club dizzy. Why the CIA wanna watch the Colombians and Haitians? I ain't guilty, it's a musical transaction. Bobo, zobo, no more do we snatch rope. Refugees run the seas cause we on our own boat.
I'm on tonight, my hips don't lie, and I'm starting to feel you, boy. Come on, let's go, real slow. Baby, like this is perfecto. Oh, you know I'm on tonight. My hips don't lie, and I'm starting to feel it's right. The attraction, the tension. Baby, like this is perfection.
No fighting, no fighting, no fighting,
no fighting. Start.
is run away from these lies. Back to yesterday, save tonight. I feel the sun creeping up like tick tock. I'm trying to keep you in my head, but if not, we'll just keep running from tomorrow with our lips locked. Yeah, you got me begging, begging, baby, please don't go. If I wake up tomorrow, will you still be here? I don't know if you feel the way I do. If you leave, I'm gonna find you, baby, please don't go, 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 go. Baby, please don't go, 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 go. Baby, please don't go, 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 go. Baby, please don't. Baby, please don't. Baby, please don't run away from my bed. Start another day. Stay instead. I feel the sun creeping up like tick tock. I'm trying to keep you in my head, but if not, we'll just keep running from tomorrow with our lips locked. Yeah, you got me begging, begging, baby, please don't.
Song. Claire, what did you think of those three?
I think it just brings back memories of like sitting in my room and like
vivid. Oh my gosh.
I'm sitting in my room, Amanda.
Yeah, it's she's like, wiped, guys.
I'm in my room.
Brings back memories of sitting in my room. One time I was breathing and few things to discuss. On the way out of my dorm this morning, I ran into some friends and I was like, guys, what should I talk about on my radio show? Mm-hmm. I'm not funny and I have no discernible talents. And they were like, I think you should do a little piece on turtles.
I'm so happy about this.
I'm a girl who plays to her audience, you know? Like I hear what the people are saying. I'm a man of the people. I hear what they're saying and I want to give them what they want.
Maybe a puppet of public opinion, one might say.
Yeah, I am a puppet of public opinion. So true. So here are three cool turtle facts that turtles and I have in common. We both orbited the moon before astronauts did.
Wow.
They make sounds even though they lack vocal cords, like me. Males select potential mates by sniffing tails. So, three for three.
So you're a male.
Consensus.
You're a male turtle.
Yeah, I'm a turtle. I'm okay. A male turtle.
Okay, just clarifying.
So I hope you guys were listening, and I hope you got those turtle facts in, and I hope you stay listening to the rest of my show. I'm so desperate for listeners. But I'm desperate for listeners. At the same time, I'm about to do something that's going to turn every single listener off of my radio station, because It's time for Shakira impressions. Claire and I were both singing During Hips Don't Lie, and I think mine's really good. And
I honestly think Teddy's got it nailed.
I think I'm going to kill it. So if you guys just bear with us for a second, here's a Hips Don't Lie karaoke that I found on YouTube.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, geez. Give me a sec, guys. Sorry. I'm the worst, right? Okay. I figured out the problem. It was a big tech thing. I had to plug some cords, I just had to turn up the volume. Yeah, thank you. Okay, ready?
Do you realize I can't hear the music?
You first. Come on, do you like real Shakira voice?
Yeah, this is a dude who need that.
Okay, you do this next part. You got it?
Shakira. Baby, when you talk like that, you make a woman go mad. To be alive and keep on beating the side of my body.
Not bad.
I'm out tonight and all my hips are late. And I'm starting to feel it's right. Attraction, attention. Don't you see, baby, this is perfection.
Oh, okay.
Oh my god, that was beautiful.
Bad.
Nice work, Teddy. You definitely win that one.
Okay. Yeah, that's enough about right.
I don't know the words.
I'm hot tonight, and my hips don't lie, and I'm starting to feel it's right. Yeah.
That was beautiful.
That was Shakira.
That soothes my soul.
Shakira came in and just sang that. Wow.
I just said soothes.
Yeah, you're out of there. On the other side of the world.
Yeah.
Okay, and we're going to do one last segment for the end of time, because our show is terrible and we're shutting down after this episode.
Not wrong.
We're going to play a game called Am I Describing a Dog on the Internet or a Member of My Family?
Oh my God.
I'm going to give you three details about that person or animal, and you're going to have to tell me if it's someone in my family or if it's a dog on the Internet.
All right, I'm ready.
Okay, ready? Has big brown eyes. Likes to cuddle. Gets sad if someone doesn't play with her.
So I have to pick... So wait, hang on a sec. All of those are either a dog or a member of your family.
Yeah, all of those describe either a dog on the internet or a member of my family.
Okay, all right. So that is, I'm going to say, a member of your family.
That's my sister.
Yes!
Yep. Mm-hmm. Next one. Drinks a lot of water. Beautiful blonde hair. Is afraid of the mailman.
Dog.
Yep. That was a dog on the internet. 2 for 2. Small and hyperactive. Was adopted. Barks very shrilly at strangers and enemies. I don't mean like literally barks. I mean like has like a like a shrill voice.
Okay. A member of family.
Dog on the internet.
Okay. All right.
That could have really been someone in my family. I think I like subconsciously described my grandma or something.
I thought you were about to announce that you were adopted.
Yeah, that's my way of telling everyone, including my parents, I was adopted. Yeah. Wait, did you think small and hyperactive described me? I'm like huge and lethargic. Au contraire. Okay, next one. Is afraid of thunderstorms. Likes beef. Nose is always wet.
Dog.
Dog on the internet. That one's dog on the internet. Okay. Lots of black hair with a little bit of gray. Gets very excited about one thing. Likes long walks.
Member of family.
My dad. That one's my dad. Okay. Has trouble sleeping sometimes. Likes swimming in the pool. Short but strong.
Member of family.
That's my mom. That one's my mom. She's like a brawny little lady. She's listening. She looks like Mr. Clean's, like,
wow,
second cousin.
Wow.
They both clean, too. So
relation? I think yes.
Maybe. It's weird, though, because I'm, like, attracted to Mr. Clean and, like, to think. Did you see that Super Bowl ad? The one with Mr. Clean's, like, never mind.
Nah.
It was,
the what?
It was enticing. It was.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. Last one. Sheds like crazy. Anxious disposition. Has pooped in the yard.
It's either you or a dog. It's you.
It's me. It's me.
I knew it.
Oh, she's good. She's good. Yeah, that one's me.
You're just going to let that hang out.
I'm just going to let it.
Okay.
I'm going to let it. Okay.
Just blow on by.
And our last thing is going to be a little spoken word poem that a friend of my cousin wrote last Saturday, and she's really passionate about summer food service programs. And I want to say that you're probably wondering why we're not doing PSAs this week. It's just because we are doing a FCC strike.
True.
So this isn't one, but I'm about to read a spoken word poem. Today, nearly 17 million kids struggle with hunger.
Hunger.
And without free school lunches, many of them will miss meals.
Meals.
This summer. But even though the school year might end.
End.
Everything ends. Free meals for your kids don't have to.
Do.
If your child relies on free or reduced price school lunches.
Lunches.
Feeding America can help provide them with food this summer.
Summer.
Help your kids stop worrying about food and start focusing on fun.
Fun.
Visit feedingamerica.org/summermeals or find your local food bank for help.
Help.
Once again, that's feedingamerica.org/summermeals. Together, we're feeding America.
America.
This message is brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Whew. I wish you were here to see the movements.
Six people came in here and they all just cried.
Yeah.
And then they left. I don't know who those guys were, but they were really moved by my poetry.
I have never seen anyone get so into...
I'm crying right now.
I know.
You guys can't see. I'm shaking.
I was really moving.
I like spilled my tea all over the big radio setup we've got here.
Yeah.
And it's probably good news for you guys because I don't think we can broadcast anymore. But I'll give it a whirl anyway. Up next, we have Meet Me Halfway by the Black Eyed Peas. Can you meet me halfway? Mm. But hopefully no Fergie impressions will be coming up unless something bad happens. Criminal by Britney Spears, that's the one with the funky little And then Bad Boy by Cascada, a dance floor hit if I've ever heard one. Okay, catch you guys on the next break.
I spend my time just thinking about you. Every single day, guess I'm really missing you. And all those things we used to do. Hey girl, what's up? It used to be just me and you. I spend my time just thinking about you. Every single day, guess I'm really missing you. And all those things we used to do. Hey girl, what's up, yo?
Can you meet me halfway? Right up the borderline is where I'm going away. For you, I'll be looking out night and day. Took my heart to the limit, and this is where I'll stay. I can't go any further than this. I want you so bad, my only wish.
Girl, I travel around the world and even sail the seven seas. Across the universe and all the other galaxies. Just tell me where to go, just tell me where you wanna meet. I navigate myself to take me where you be. Cause girl, I want you right now. I travel uptown, I travel downtown. Wanna have you around like every single day. I love you always,
I'll meet you halfway. Right at the borderline is where I'm going away. For you, I'll be looking out night and day. Took my heart to the limit, and this is where I'll stay. I can't go any further than this. I want you so bad, my only wish.
just you and I.
Just you and I.
I will fly, fly the skies for you and I.
For you and I.
I will try until I die for you and I. For you and I. For you and I.
Bad boy. Okay. We're back, and Claire, I have a few questions for you.
My favorite.
We're gonna do a little spiel called "Is this a fact about Shakira or John Stuart Mill?"
Okay.
And I'm gonna give you a little bit of background on John Stuart Mill because
I have an inkling
that you don't know who he is, and that inkling is predicated on the question I asked you during break. Do you know who John Stuart Mill is?
Yes.
So John Stuart Mill is an 1800s English philosopher, political economist, and civil servant. He's one of the most influential thinkers in the history of liberalism, a big contributor to utilitarianism, widely contributed to social theory, political economy.
I hate you.
So let's get at it. Okay. This person went through months of sadness and pondered suicide at age 20.
Wait, who am I choosing between?
Shakira or John Stuart Mill?
John what?
John Stuart Mill.
John.
Are you just going to call him John?
Yeah.
No one calls him John.
Well, I call him John.
It's because you don't know his last.
It's true.
Okay. That one was John Stuart Mill.
Yeah.
Okay. This person wrote their first poem at age 4.
Shakira,
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. This person watched their father work on a typewriter and asked for one as a Christmas gift.
Probably not Shakira.
So John Stuart Mill?
John. Johnny boy.
Shakira.
No.
Yeah.
What?
They're not so different. Everyone's like, Shakira and John Stuart Mill? Nah. Very similar.
Yeah. Okay.
Learned ancient Greek at age 3.
John.
That was John Stuart Mill.
Yeah.
In school, was often sent out of class for hyperactivity.
Shakira.
That's Shakira. Yeah. This person said this. Education is a birthright, and a quality education is the only tool that a child has to turn dreams into reality.
Johnny.
Shakira said that.
No.
Yeah, Shakira said that. Okay, and this last person found beauty in the poetry of William Wordsworth.
John.
That's John. Yeah. But that could have been Shakira. I mean, she's full of surprises, right?
True. She is full of surprises. Yeah, very intellectual.
Wow. Okay, and then I found this quiz online that I want to give you. Is that okay?
Oh, great. Yes.
Okay. And this is, like, out of my own selfish curiosity. It's called, how many of these rookie kissing mistakes have you made?
Oh, no.
I always ask Claire, I'm like, how many rookie kissing mistakes have you made? And she's all like, you're going to have to ask me on air. Okay, the tagline is, are you a bumbling first-timer or a seasoned pro when it comes to the sensual art of mouth-to-mouth kissing? Find out below. Okay.
Can't wait.
It's one of those where you check off all the kissing mistakes you've made. So I'm going to read it out to you, and you're going to say yes or no, okay?
Okay.
Kissing someone who had a mouthful of Rolos while I had a mouthful of Combos.
No.
Okay. Furiously nodding in approval the entire time.
I'm going to have to go with no.
Leading with my non-dominant lip.
I don't know which is my dominant lip.
Closing my eyes, leaning in for the kiss, and accidentally stumbling over Niagara Falls.
Oh, of course. That's so relatable.
Mistaking one of the closed eyes for a pair of lips.
Not yet. No.
Having my tongue go to town. Sorry. Having my tongue go to town on just one tooth.
Who writes this? No, that has not happened to me.
Too much forehead.
I do have a big forehead, but I don't think so. What does that even mean?
Puckering my lips in the shape of an impossible square.
Of course.
Extending my tongue way too far and accidentally licking their pancreas.
Did you write this?
Kissing a photo of Johnny Carson without permission from his estate.
Of course.
Yeah. Only using the bottom of my tongue. Not kissing directly under the North Star. Walking myself through all the steps of kissing out loud during a kiss.
Wow.
And no lips. Okay, so I'm gonna...
How is that possible?
And your results are, you are a kissing maestro.
Wow.
Wow. Despite kissing being a minefield of potential errors, you kiss with near flawless precision.
Wow.
There's no way you've ever sanded your teeth down too far before puckering up for another one of your classic home runs of a kiss. Keep it up.
That was disturbing.
Thanks, Clickhole. yeah. That was pretty disturbing, right? Okay. And we have one more portion. I don't like to, like, brag about this too much, but I am on a first name basis. What the heck? I'm on a first name basis with our former president of the United States, Barack Obama, and now that he's not president anymore, and you see him just, like, lounging around on beaches all the time.
I had a dream that I met Barack Obama.
Did you really?
Yeah.
What was he like?
It was, like, chill.
Well, you're about to, like, meet him again, because I called him in, and I was like, I know you're not really doing much right now. Could you read...
Is he, like, kite surfing or something?
He is
like
kite
that?
Surfing. Yeah. He was mid-kite surfing. He was like, yeah Teddy, what's up? And I was like, could you read a PSA for my radio show? He's like, I'm a huge fan. I love post-cream tapestry shopping. I'd be happy to. So, just please be patient. He's coming in right now. Wash surfaces, utensils, and hands with the soapy water while preparing food.
One in six Americans will get sick from food poisoning this year, and roughly 3,000 will die.
But you can keep your family safer by cleaning with soap and water as you go.
Check your steps at foodsafety.gov.
Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. He just left.
Wow, thanks, Obama.
Weird guy, kind of. He didn't really make eye contact with us or anything, but okay, that was good. Okay, we've got let's do three more songs coming up for you. We're gonna play "Don't Be Fooled by the Rocks That I Cut."
I'm still. This is my anthem, "Jenny Van the Block."
There we go. By Jennifer Lopez. "Stereo Hearts" by Gym Class Heroes and Adam Levine. And then Say My Name.
These three songs were like my entire tweenhood right here.
Did they remind you of sitting in your room?
Maybe. Even that, yeah.
Vivid vignettes of sitting in a room. Okay, catch you guys in a few.
Children, growing women, producing men, go work in some do steal. Everyone's got to make a living.
To J-Lo to this headline clips, I stay grounded as the amounts roll in. I'm real, I thought I told ya. I'm real, even on Oprah. That's just me. Nothing phony, don't hate on me. What you get is what you see.
Don't be fooled by the rocks that I got. I'm still Jenny from the block.
Meant for you, yeah, right, so sing there. Along to my stereo.
Class Heroes, baby.
If I was just another dusty record on the shelf, would you blow me off and play me like everybody else? If I asked you to scratch my back, could you manage that? Like if we had chicken travy, I can handle that. Furthermore, I apologize for any skipping tracks. This is the last girl that played me, left a couple cracks. I used to, now I'm over that. Cause holding grudges over love is ancient artifacts. If I could only find a note to make you understand, I'd sing it softly in your ear and grab you by the hand. Just keep me stuck inside your head like your favorite tune. And my heart's a stereo, the only place for you.
My heart's a stereo, it beats for you, so listen close. Hear my thoughts in every note. Make me your radio, and turn me up when you feel low. This melody was meant for you, so sing along to my stereo.
Let's go! If I was an old school 50-pound boombox, would you hold me on your shoulder wherever you walk? Would you turn my volume up in front of the cops and crank it higher every time they told you to stop? And all I ask is that you don't get mad at me when you have to purchase Mad D batteries. Appreciate every mixtape your friends make. You never know, we come and go like on the interstate. I think I finally found a note to make you understand. If you can hit it, sing along and take me by the hand. Just keep me stuck inside your head like your favorite tune. You know my heart's a stereo, the only place for you.
My heart's a stereo, yeah. It beats for you, so listen close. Listen. Hear my thoughts in every note. Oh, oh. Oh, oh. Make me your radio, and turn me up when you feel low. This melody was meant for you, so sing along, sing to my along stereo. Like can be so hard to find.
So hard to find.
I'll take your hand and hold it closer to mine.
Yeah.
Our love is dead, but now you're changing.
Yeah,
my mind.
Yeah. Come on.
Oh. My heart's a stereo.
Yeah.
It beats for you, so listen close. Hear my thoughts in every note. Oh, oh,
oh. Oh.
Make me your radio.
Uh-huh.
And turn me up when you feel low. Stereo.
Why don't you say the things that you said to me yesterday? I know you say that I- to believe that you are at home by yourself. When I just heard the voice, heard the voice of someone else. Just this question, why do you feel you gotta lie? Getting caught up in your game when you cannot say my name.
I know you say that I am assuming things.
Something's going down, that's the way it seems.
Shouldn't be the reason why you're acting strange.
If nobody's holding you back from me,
'cause I know how you usually do.
When you're saying everything to me, don't you?
And we're back. I just want to say I'm really impressed with Claire for knowing pretty much all of Say My Name by Destiny's Child.
Yeah.
I was strong at the Say My Name part, but she was strong everywhere else. She was like, you want something home or
whatever. I had a karaoke machine, and like that song was one of the karaoke songs. So, like, I know it by heart.
You sit in your room and just play your karaoke machine?
Yep.
So cool. Okay. Now, Claire's an English major, in case you didn't know. I don't know why you would know. Okay.
That's true. You introduced me as a women and gender studies major.
I was under the impression at the time that you were a woman and gender studies major.
So. Okay.
Okay. But I wanted you to use like your English experience to do a close reading of the lyrics of Jenny from the Block with me.
Okay.
We're going to be looking for metonymy. We're going to be looking for metaphor. I want all those allegorical devices that you learned in AP Lit to apply here. So.
Okay.
Children grow. And women producing. Men go working. Some go stealing. Everyone's got to make a living.
I think here she's really addressing, you know, like the existential crisis type deal. Like, you know, what is my purpose? Like,
okay, yeah, she's posing like a philosophical question.
Yeah.
We're all just, everyone's got to make a living. Why are we here?
Exactly.
That's what I get from that. Okay. We off the block this year. Went from a low to a lot this year. Everybody mad at the rocks that I wear. I know where I'm going, and I know where I'm from.
Mm-hmm. Well, the first part of that is an alliteration.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay, what part?
The low. Can you just read it again? I don't remember.
From a low to a lot this year.
Went from a low to a lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what is rocks a metaphor for? Everyone mad at the rocks I wear?
Wow. I don't know. Maybe jewelry or...
I think it's a metaphor for jewelry. Maybe. Rocks I wear. Okay, we're going to just look at a few more... A few more lyrics. Math. Yeah, we're at the airport, out D block, where everybody Air Forced out, with a new white TU fresh. Nothing phony with us, make the money, get the mansion, bring the homies with us.
Well, I feel like that one is so deep, I can't even begin to analyze
it. I feel like it's self-explanatory. My one question is, what is the new white TU fresh?
I have no idea.
Okay. Last, you're doing pretty good so far. You're surviving. Okay, we're gonna do like our last little section. I'm down to earth like this, rocking this business. I've grown up so much. I'm in control and loving it. Rumors got me laughing, kid. Love my life and my public. Put God first. And can't forget to stay real. To me, it's like breathing.
Wow. I feel like it's a little bit contradictory.
What about it?
You know, it's like, yeah, I'm awesome, earning all this money. And then it's like, oh, but God is the man. Like, I got to stay humble.
Do you
but
think
it's like,
that
you're not humble.
J-Lo's maybe aware of the contradictions within her own song, and she's taking a existential perspective on the celebrity crisis to stay grounded while experiencing all these this publicity?
Probably not.
Okay, that's yeah, I was probably reading too much into that one. Okay, it's about time to wrap up. We've got one more PSA to read, and since it's been a day of quizzing Claire, I mean, I didn't say one more PSA to read because we're not doing them anymore. This is just a quiz. You got three questions. What is the only one way to tell if you've cooked meat and poultry to a bacteria-killing temperature?
Maybe a food thermometer.
Ding, ding, ding.
Oh, my God.
Use a food thermometer. Okay. Roughly how many Americans will die from food poisoning this year?
Is it like 3,000?
It's 3,000!
Oh my God.
And you can keep your family safer by using a food thermometer how often?
Every day, all the
every
time.
Every time! 3 for 3, okay. And you can check your steps at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. You did pretty good on today's quizzes.
Thank you so much.
Even the Shakira John Stuart Mill one, which is kind of a curveball, and the one about my dog
mistakes.
And my parents. Ugh. And my...
Wow.
This okay.
is a roller coaster.
Okay, looks like we're going to have to wrap it up, though. It is 12:59, and I have class in 10 minutes, and Claire's got that exam, so wish us luck. Okay. This has been Post Aquarium Tapestry Shopping with your two hosts, DJ Teddy.
DJ Claire.
DJ Claire. And
DJ Teddy.
You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. You folks have a lovely day. Hope you enjoyed the throwbacks, and we cannot wait to hang out with you guys next week.